Are we going to talk about MTV? Because that's what this reminds me of. The vapors.
Yeah. We can. I'm in.
Bill, you have talked to me about these shows that you watch from all over the world. I have not been privy to many of them.
They're hysterical.
They're like crazy game shows.
Yeah, because the rules are different in every country, and other countries aren't as litigious as we are here in the United States. So mostly in Asian countries, but it happens in other parts of the world too. They just do anything. Anything goes. It's hysterical.
Well, then we have a show for you because premiering on the 19th, next Tuesday night, is a show on the Travel Channel called Planet Primetime. And we have Carla Cavalli, who is host of Travel Channel's Planet Primetime. How are you, Carla?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me, Bill and Wendy. It's so nice to meet you.
Well, it's so nice to hear about these crazy shows because Bill tells me about them all the time and shows me these videos, and I can't believe some of them. It's like, you know, Ashton Kutcher's punked.
Yeah.
They got nothing on him.
Right.
Basically, it's like the magic of the web has actually brought a lot of these shows, you know, around the world, and we get to see them. And I'm kind of doing it in a different way. I'm not only showcasing game shows. I'm showcasing comedies. I'm showcasing dramas, reality shows, sitcoms, like, all different kinds of shows, all different genres. But the game shows are really, really a lot of fun, and there's a great one in the first episode in Japan.
So, Carla, would you agree that, like with what I said a little while ago, which is the rules, it depends on where you are on the planet, the rules are just different from country to country, right?
Yeah, the rules are much different, and you're correct. Like, we're quite a litigious society, so you basically sign your life away in the States when you go on any kind of a show. So, you know, it's at your own peril. And when you're overseas, like, I think they get away with a little bit more just because their boundaries can be pushed more. I think they're a little less PC. They can do kind of more wild and crazy things on foreign TV.
The first one I ever saw, Carly, years and years ago, there was a show in Japan called The Screamer. And what it was a guy about 50 years old, and he would just go up to unsuspecting people and just scream at them as loud as he could. That was the whole show. That was it.
And you know what? People thought it was hilarious.
Yep.
Well, we had Candid Camera for all those years.
Right.
With Alan Funt.
Very
and
true.
And I mean, really, it was funny watching people look stupid, really.
Yeah.
And to see their reactions, but really just screaming
That's
in their
it.
Face.
That's it. No explanation. Just walk up to people and scream as loud as he could.
Yeah, I mean, that's genius. You would think it would be a hard concept to come up with, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well,
I mean, that's what I do. I kind of just go around the world and end up looking stupid, and you will laugh at my expense quite a bit, I guarantee it.
Now, do you partake in any of these things? Like, I know there's a show called Gaki no Tsukai? I don't even know how to say it.
Yeah, that was right. You were close. Gaki no Tsukai, and I do. I participate in almost all of them. It's not just a behind-the-scenes look. Like, I'm actually diving in order to actually like experience and understand the culture firsthand.
And Gaki no Tsukai is a sketch comedy show. Where is this? Japan?
This is in Japan. Yep, in Tokyo. It's been on the air. It's been on the air for like decades. My goodness, it's sort of like our SNL is to us. It's like this beloved show that everybody really gathers around and watches, and it doesn't matter what age you are. Pretty much everything, you know, relates to anyone, and they all think it's hilarious.
Carla, for years, I would watch a show called Sabado Noche Grande or something like that, which was a Hispanic show. They didn't speak any English, and I believe it was a five-hour show every Saturday.
Wasn't that Sabado Gigante?
Sabado Gigante.
Yeah.
That was it. Big Saturday. And I didn't understand a word of it, but I loved it.
Well, I think that's what's so great about it, is that even though you don't speak the language, what's happening on screen translates to anyone around the world. Like, if there's a game show that's fun and there's music and there's dancing and they bring joy to people, you know, that's going to sort of cross all barriers.
Yep, makes sense.
Bottom line is we all like to laugh. Seriously.
Yeah.
A lot of times at other people's expense, I hate to admit. When we were growing up here in Chicago, before all the multi-channels on the television, there was Channel 32, Channel 44, Channel 26,
mm-hmm.
and that was that the Hispanic one where there was some guy who dressed up in, he was a man, but he dressed up like a little kid with a spinny little
hat. I remember that, yeah.
And I watched it too, couldn't understand a thing, but he made me laugh.
Yeah, why not, right?
That's interesting. I actually went to Colombia and we visited a show called Sábados Felices, and there's a character named Rogelio, who is a grown man, but he kind of looks like a little boy and he kind of talks like a little boy, and the audience just eats it up. They think he's so funny, and he is, But he tells, like, these really slapsticky, like, really bad dad jokes. But you know what? Everybody loves it. He actually made me do some of the dad jokes in Spanish on stage. It was my first time ever doing stand-up comedy, and then I had to do it in front of a live audience.
Carla Cavalli on the line with us, host of the new Travel Channel half-hour original series Planet Primetime. It premieres next Tuesday, January 19th. Back-to-back episodes, 8 and 8:30. Now, did you have to learn some different languages to participate in some of these shows in the different countries?
I did, and boy, was it difficult. I mean, I speak English and Spanish, like, decently. You know, my teachers in high school would probably be really disappointed at my Spanish on the show. But, yeah, I had to go on and learn lines, like, in Hindi, in Turkish, in ancient Arabic, and I had to either act in a drama or recite ancient poetry in foreign languages. Yeah, it was really quite a challenge.
Carla, explain this one to us. I've heard of this before, but I've never quite known what it is beyond the title. And I know it takes place in Brazil. It's the Miss Bum Bum competition. What was that? I know you have an episode coming up with the Miss Bum Bum competition.
We sure do. You're not going to want to miss the Brazilian episode.
Nope.
It's a lot of skin and it's a lot of
and no hair.
Right. That's so true.
Very true. You know, just like we have pageants in the United States, they have a televised pageant called the Miss Boom Boom Competition, and it goes on for weeks, and everybody watches it. And it's basically choosing the woman in Brazil out of the entire country that has the nicest derriere.
Oh.
And it's a little objectifying. A lot of women might not like it, but you know, they're proud of their bodies and they work really hard for them. And these women want to show them off, and show them off they do.
I think that's where Ruth Bader Ginsburg first got her start, isn't it?
Very possible. She got a spray tan as she went on the Boom Boom Club.
I remember.
All right. Now, looking at your bio, you were a dancer, NBA dancer for the New Jersey Nets. You cheered for NHL hockey. Where are there cheerleaders in hockey?
You know, we actually used to be on roller skates, and we would skate all around the concourse and in the parking lot before the games. And we would do routines on skates. Yeah, it was kind of perilous because I'm not that good on skates. I was like, you know, we just sort of stand there and try to look cute.
Because I love the ice girls that come out and clean the ice,
the
Blackhawks here. And I'm telling you, they are some great skaters. But the roller skates, just in the lobby, that's so funny. What teams were these?
Well, I mean, this is ancient history. Like, this was a way long time ago, before they even had any ice girls in the entire league. I think we were one of the first teams to actually have any kind of sort of female representatives of the team in the league, from what I remember. Yes, I guess it wasn't approved yet, thank goodness, because I am not good on skates.
And you hold the title of Miss New York USA 2002, top 10 finalist in the Miss USA competition. You have been around the world, and now you're learning all these different languages.
Yeah. And you know what? All these kind of weird, random jobs and things that I had, you know, throughout my life have kind of led up to this job. It's really strange, but they've all come in pretty handy. So I was kind of like, I guess, a jack of all trades, master of none, and now it's all working to my advantage.
Good. It paid off nicely for you. That's great.
Something else Carla does, you are on the board of directors for Hope to Thailand and Best Friends Animal Sanctuary. Bill, you know how many dogs Carla has?
How many? Can I guess?
Yes.
I'm going to say 12.
Oh, I wish I had 12.
How many?
I have 5, and they are my end-all, be-all of my existence.
That's a lot of dogs, Carla. Who's watching the dogs when you're globetrotting? Who's taking care of the dogs?
Well, my husband gets stuck with the job. I only had 2, and he had 2, and then we got married, and we had 4, and then, of course, I saw a dog on Instagram that I just had to rescue, and now she's a part of our family.
Dogs shouldn't be on Instagram. It hurts their paws.
Very
cool. How do they even make a connection on the touch screen?
That's
what I don't understand.
That's an advanced
dog. She's like brilliant, you guys. She's so smart.
Well, I'm a big dog lover, and I'm wondering if in other countries they have, you know, because the stupid pet tricks that David Letterman used to do, they made us all laugh. Are there any animals involved in any of these other country funny videos?
Gosh, I didn't get to work with too many animals aside from, like, farm animals in random shows. Like, in Turkey, I had to learn how to milk a sheep, and I had to learn how to shear a sheep when I was in New Zealand. And
you
then,
did say milk a sheep, right, Carla? We heard that right. Milk a sheep?
Yeah, you heard that right.
Oh, no. Does the sheep doesn't enjoy that at all, I bet, right?
She did not, and she let me know it. I'll tell you right now. And I was very gentle because I'm very, you know, I'm an animal advocate. Like, I love animals, so I tried to be very gentle with her, but she wasn't happy. But that's okay. She gave me a lot for my money.
Well, it sounds really funny because Bill has told me about all these shows and shown me a lot of these goofy shows from across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
And now it all comes together. Planet Primetime. It premieres next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. What is that, 7 here?
Yeah, 7 o'clock here.
I'm sorry. I don't make the connection. And the second episode airs that same night back-to-back on the Travel Channel. She is Carla Cavalli. So nice to meet you, Carla.
So nice to meet you too, Wendy. It was really great chatting with you guys.
Carla, hope it's a big hit for you. You deserve it.
Me too. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, take care. This is the kind of show that I would love to see. I can't wait to see this.
We were talking about it off the air, and really, when you told me and showed me the video of the guy just screaming,
yeah,
it's really stupid.
It's hysterical.
But it's stupid.
It's really stupid. It's really stupid. A break and a lot more show coming your way next. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.